Are you ready for your Bible question? We're going to test your Bible knowledge here with this question in the Warren County Radio Bible School. The question is about a tree. Now, we're studying about the early disciples of Jesus, and we're going to be talking about Nathanael. And when Nathanael first heard that Jesus was of Nazareth, he said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Well, you come and see." And when Jesus saw Nathanael, he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom is no guile." And he mentioned to Nathanael that he saw him under the tree. Okay, here's the question. What kind of tree was that? What kind of tree was Nathanael under when Jesus saw him? Well, I'm going to read that in just a moment in our text, John chapter 1, verses 45 through 49. And you may know that answer. If you do, just listen and you'll enjoy hearing that answer confirmed. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, we're going to read the text, John chapter 1, verses 45 through 49, and you're going to hear the answer. What kind of tree was Nathanael under when Jesus saw him? Here's the text. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and in the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said unto him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel." So the answer to the question, what kind of tree was it? Well, it was a fig tree. Let me turn to Elam's notes on this passage and see what he had to say by way of instructing us in this. We're looking in verse 45 where we read that it was Jesus, Philip, said to Nathanael, "This is the one of whom Moses and the prophet wrote." This meant that Jesus is the one to come that was foretold by Moses, like in Deuteronomy 18:18-19. That's where God told Moses, "I'll raise up a prophet like unto thee." And it was foretold by the prophets. We read that Jesus said in Luke chapter 24 and verse 27, it says, "Beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And Luke chapter 24 and verse 44, "All things need be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." And in Revelation 19 and verse 10, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, is the star of Jacob, the hope of Israel, the one to come. This was clear to Philip. Jesus was supposed to be the son of Joseph, but Philip understood. And then the mention of the Nazareth is an insignificant and despised Galilean town raised out in Nathanael's mind. He asked, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" It was providential that out of Nazareth ariseth no prophet, John 7 and verse 52. "Come and see" was the best answer to make to Nathanael. Seeing for himself would remove all his doubts. he was not too prejudiced to investigate, and was soon convinced. An honest heart is necessary to the reception of the truth. God asked the world to come and see. He said that the tree is known by its fruit. Christianity is known by what it has done. Christians are the light of the world through their charitable, godly lives and faithful service to God. Jesus showed his divinity by declaring once, as he approached, the character of Nathanael, whom he had never met. An Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. This was a tribute to Nathanael's sincere and honest heart. He was free from hypocrisy and every form of deception. Guileless. According to the law, he worshipped God sincerely. It greatly astonished Nathanael that Jesus should know him, not having met him, and he asked, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus replied, "Before Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." We have no way of knowing where this fig tree was or what experience, if any, Nathanael had under it. It seems that before Philip reached Nathanael to tell him about Jesus, he was under this fig tree where Philip found him. While there, and before Philip reached him, and where Jesus could not see him with a natural eye, Jesus saw him and knew him. This was done by the exercise of divine power and proved that Jesus was more than human. This convinced Nathanael that Jesus was the Messiah, and he confessed him to be the Son of God and King of Israel. Jesus also assured Nathanael that while he had been convinced by this fact, he should see greater things than these. And Nathanael witnessed the wonderful miracles of Jesus and saw him after he rose from the dead. If he was one of the apostles, he saw Jesus ascend into heaven. Seeing Jesus ascend into heaven is probably what Jesus meant by saying Nathanael should see the heavens open and the angels of God in ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Paul, in 2 Timothy 3:16, says that Jesus was seen of angels. Jesus frequently speaks of himself as the Son of Man. In his humility, he used this expression to designate his humanity. He is not only the son of Mary of the seed of David, the promised seed of Abraham, but he is the Son of Man, and thus related in sympathy and sacrifice and service for all the human family. At the end of this Sunday school lesson, there's a little poem that I will read, and it says this: "Go win some precious soul today that in the darkness long has trod. Go win some soul to wisdom's way, for every soul is dear to God. Go help some soul to feel and know that Jesus died for sinful men upon the cross in bitter woe. Eternal life was offered then. Perchance some soul is standing by and longs for words that you may say. Oh, bring God's invitation nigh. Go win some precious soul today." I turn the page in the little Sunday school book, and we come to the story of Nicodemus. And we're going to read this story from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. It says, "Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came unto him by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these signs that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born anew, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born anew. The wind bloweth where it will, and thou hearest the voice thereof, but knowest not whence it comes and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou the teacher of Israel, and understandest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that which we know, and bear witness of that which we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one hath ascended into heaven, but he that descended out of heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent not his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John chapter 3 and verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. The devotional reading suggested for this lesson is in John chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. John 3, 31 through 36. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is of the earth, and of the earth he speaketh. He that cometh from heaven is above all. What he hath seen and heard, of that he beareth witness, and no man receiveth his witness. He that receiveth his witness hath this seal to him that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for he giveth not the Spirit by measure. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life, but he that obeyeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There's some helps and hints for the teacher. Before we begin a study of this lesson with the understanding that the new birth can be understood, and it is essential to the salvation of the soul. To be born of God is to be his child. It's very different indeed from having one's name merely enrolled in some church book. We read about Nicodemus, a Pharisee, and a ruler of the Jews. He was a member of the Sanhedrin and a rabbi, or a teacher, John 3 and verse 10. His name is mentioned only three times in the Bible, John 7, 50 and 51. He speaks out of the Jewish council in protest against condemning Jesus unheard. And in John 19, 39 through 42, he brings 100 pounds of mixture of myrrh and aloes and assists Joseph of Arimathea in burying Jesus. The Pharisees were the most numerous and most orthodox religious sect among the Jews. They believed in angels, spirits, and the resurrection. And in this they were opposed to the Sadducees, another religious sect. Paul said he was a Pharisee in Acts 23. Pharisees were scrupulous and punctilious and as to outward forms, but they paid little regard to the purity of heart and life. They, with the Sadducees, strongly opposed Christ. They tithed mint, anise, and cumin, and left undone the weightier matters of the law, justice, and mercy, and faith, as they should have done the former, but should not have neglected the latter. As it is written, they were blind guides. They strained out the gnat and swallowed the camel. Matthew 23:24. We'll continue next class.